Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guard in your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. The word of the Lord further comes unto me, saying that this is a season and this is a time of new opportunities. This is a time where you're going to be gathering possibly social events. For this is a time where you're going to begin to pursue your goals. And yet this is a time where the Lord says he's going to bring some new opportunities in the area of career. You'll also begin to see that some good things are coming your way. For the Lord says unto thee, I raise thee up and I bring increase around thee. For the Lord also says unto thee that even around the 23rd of this month, he says, protect your work. Protect your health during that season as well. The Spirit further says unto thee, it seems as if that something of a deep rooted nature concerning someone close to you is coming to surface. And yet the Lord says, begin to pray for them and begin to encourage them and be there for them. I see celebration with a group or groups of people. For your leadership in this season shall begin to emerge and rise, yea, even in this hour. And the Lord says, begin to allow the creative child in you to begin to come forth, yea, even in this season, because you will surely, surely begin to prosper. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Brother Deshaun. Brother Deshaun, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's so many business opportunities that's going to present themselves, and I'm hearing God says expansion and growth, and God says for you to look into other areas of income as well. I'm hearing God say that your staff or the staff is going to be larger, and God said more property or building or something in order for you to for your businesses. Because God says there's nothing but growth and opportunity. And also I'm hearing God say that you're going to be doing a lot more speaking and teaching and training. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Deshaun. I just hear God saying you are moving on up. You are moving on up. You are going to get your blessings, God says. It's like you are going to begin to taste the blessings and the favor of God that shall pour down upon you. God says you will not be lacking or in need for anything. I see the increase. I see the wealth coming to you. I see the right connections and new business partners that are coming to you. God said this is a time and a season that you're going to be elevated, and the blessings are pouring out upon you. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Deshaun. I just heard the words for the Lord for you this evening saying family increase. It is going to be a new generation coming around. Because it's almost like you felt like the family was dying off. But God says that is not so. He's going to replenish the lineages to your, of your family. God says to continue to do as He speaks to you quite a bit, so he says for you to continue to listen and abide by his word, and all shall be well. And that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Brother Deshaun, for I heard the word of the Lord for you. Joy and laughter shall be your portion in this season. And I saw the arts around you. I just saw you doing something with music, like a musical. There's just going to be favor in the art industry for you and the right connections in this season. Be mindful of what you say and who you're around in this season, for you're about to go to the top, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Deshaun. I hear the words of the Lord say to you today, no shortcut. For Father God says, make sure you dot every I and cross every T. Father God says, make sure you ask questions in reference to contracts. Father God, if there's any conflicts that arise, be mindful of your words in this season. And I hear Father God saying, this is the season of deliverance for family members. Father God says, this is the season to minister to the family. And Father God says, this is the season to show yourself friendly. I hear Father God saying, many social engagements in this season and many social engagements concerning wealth-producing endeavors. God says there are going to be many people approaching you for many ideas. They're going to be asking you for ideas, and they're going to be asking for backing concerning some things. So Father God says choose your friends and choose your associates wisely in this season, and that is the word of the Lord. And Brother Deshaun, Father God says this is the season for your one-on-one. Father God says you're coming into a very powerful season. And Father God says upgrade in every area. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you were blessed by the prophets, Brother Deshaun. No, man of God, that you're coming into a very busy season. And you're going to find that your authority is going to be much evident. It's going to be a time where the Lord says you're going to prove yourself to others. Your education, you're going to go back to school for some things as well, too. But I see education is going to be important to you, meaning that your gifts, your knowledge shall cause you to prosper. The Lord says use wisdom in investments. Use wisdom in investments. For the Lord says you've come through the testing period. Now prepare for the growth. This month, the Lord says relief is coming your way. You've seen some trying circumstances, and they're coming to an end. The Lord says, don't start anything new in this month. Just go with the flow. That is not for this month. That is for next month. This is a time to manage. As you move forward into the month of November, it's going to be some real excellent business opportunities coming your way, and you're going to start some kind of a new project that's going to be quite incredible for you. I see decisions, I see accomplishments, I see purchases, I see promotions, I see advancements, but yet there could be a clash of wills between you and someone. I see you launching some new things as well. December, Brother Deshaun, is going to be a time where the Lord says, stay on top of details. Don't get into any kind of argumentative matters. Don't feed into anyone's aggression. It's not like you're going to be backing down on a threat. Don't you make threats, but don't feed into other people's threats. You need to begin to analyze carefully and to begin to reform some things. And it seems like a relationship is going to demand a lot of your attention as well. For the Lord says, let peace have its perfect work in thee. Now, you're going to find, Brother Deshaun, that God says something is coming to a closure. There's some kind of competitive or hostile individuals that could be trying to come up against you. The Lord says, walk away if you need to. This jealousy, this thing from an ego standpoint trying to come up against you, this misunderstandings. I don't know. This could be between you and a loved one or someone close to you. And yet God says, begin to use wisdom and let the wisdom of Solomon come forth out of thee. Where the Lord says, you'll be in charge, but you'll somewhat make them feel as if they are in charge as well. And so God said, I cause you to come into a season where you must guard your words, guard your words, guard your words. Wisdom, 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 wisdom in that thing. Because as it goes out, you won't be able to get it back. So you using wisdom in that area is going to be extremely important for thee. For the Lord says, you're going to leave behind some things of the past and move forward. And move into greener pastures. Let no one bring you back into the past or into their drama. Let love have its perfect work in thee. For the Lord said, this is a season where the enemy has been trying to aggravate you. And I don't know what this separation could be trying to come, show up. But the Lord says, do not let it be. Let his love come forth. Yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And as you do, you'll overcome the challenge. You'll overcome the obstacle. You'll overcome the situation. And you will be victorious. For the Lord said, if you keep your mind on him, he's going to thrust you into a brand new realm. And yea, even into some financial blessings that shall surely, surely, surely cause you to prosper. Move into a higher realm and into a higher level of spirituality. And this is going to be the thing that is going to bring change to your life. Wisdom will alter your destiny, saith the Spirit of the Lord. I crown thee, saith the Lord. God bless.